listening to WPSU's StoryCorps. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In July, we stopped at the Clearfield County Historical Society's William B. Alexander Research Center. Today, Denny Schaffner talks with his wife, Sue, about growing up on Mill Road in Lawrence Township.
My name is Sue Schaffner, and I'm talking with Denny Schaffner, my husband, and the love of my life. Den, you grew up on Mill Road, which is on the outskirts of Clearfield there a little bit. What was it like growing up in a neighborhood? Because I grew up in the country. I have no neighborhood experience.
My first remembrances of Mill Road was that it was a really friendly place. As you walked down the street, all of the neighbors were involved in your life. And so if you were in their yard, they were in charge. If you were doing something wrong, they told you about it. You could be sure of that. My earliest remembrances are sled riding. Mill Road was a hill, a little hill, and we could sled ride on it.
On the road.
Yeah, above Turnpike, there was an old coal strippings, and Novi's junkyard was up in that strippings. So once in a while, we would take our sleds up that hill, and we would sled ride from a gate, which was at the junkyard, all the way down Collins Avenue. And we used to have a kid standing at Turnpike to wave us off if there was a car coming. But if there were no cars, we'd just ride right across Turnpike, straight down through, all the way down almost to Moose Creek. And when we got tired of that, because it was a long walk back up, it was at least a quarter mile or maybe more, we would venture up into the junkyard. We used to take the car hoods off the old cars, and they would be cars from the 50s and maybe the 40s. And we would ride the car hoods down over the side of the stripping bank and crash into trees. I mean, they were incredibly heavy. Once we got to the bottom of the hill, we left the car hood and we went up and took another car hood off. And so we would do that once in a while.
That's one of the things that perhaps wasn't the best choice. What other things did you do as a child that perhaps was not a good choice?
I made a lot of bad choices. But the thing about it is that I'd like to believe that kids are like this today, that those bad choices led you to understand that was a bad choice and I'm not going to do it again.
Like the baby skunks.
Like the baby skunk. Mrs. Conklin, who lived across the street, she was a widow lady and she was very conservative and straight-laced and she wore a little net on her head and she had a problem that she had skunks living under her front porch. So the kids in the neighborhood, we decided that we were going to help her get rid of those skunks. And so someone told us, and we believed it, that if you pick up a baby skunk by the tail, that it can't squirt you. So Cheryl Lumadue was my partner in crime, and she picked up a skunk, and we took it and put it in a cage. And hey, that worked. Well, so they were running around the neighborhood again, and there was another skunk in this tall grass, and it was Cheryl's turn to grab the skunk, and I was having so much fun. I said, Cheryl, let me get this one. So she said, okay. So I went over and grabbed the skunk by the tail and picked it up, and it sprayed me straight in the face. Those clothes had to be burned. But I guess if you say if there's a moral to the story, if I learn something, it's like you just don't pick up skunks. Thanks, Sue, for listening to my carryings on.
Well, I'm very thankful for the people of Mill Road who have helped you turn into the person that you are.
Denny and Sue Schaffner. You can listen to other StoryCorps Clearfield interviews on our website at wpsu.org/StoryCorps. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.